It's called Rebel Against Them, and it's a super good critique of how but it's really cool. It's like it's talking about how our rebellion gets co-opted, and then suddenly you're seeing like people spinning fire and wearing anarchy shirts on MTV and stuff. So I guess we always got to come up with a new thing as it gets gobbled up. But rebel against them, don't buy rebellion from them. Rebel against them. Vampire and the sex. genocide, who's the global capitalist empire that stuck the patch in every life. Rebel against them, don't buy rebellion from them. Rebel against them, you can't buy rebellion. Rebel against them, don't buy rebellion from them. Rebel against them, you can't buy rebellion.
Okay, you're all going to move to howl a little bit. Okay. Forget the fake things I dreamed up before. Let's just do this once, okay? Dave Foreman, Mike Rozelle, Harry Wilke, Bart Kohler, and Brian Kesar for founding this goddamn thing.
What?
That was no howl. Hey, wait a minute. That's my line.
Sorry.
And for the women that set them straight, the three Karens, only one of whom is here, I think, Karen Coulter, Karen Wood, Karen Pickett, and Judy Barry, for Pete's sakes. That was lame. That was really lame. Y'all go home. Okay, I'm going home. We now have Jack and Friends. You're on your own. All right, no Jack and Friends. In that case, it's the potato dance.
All right, everybody's been wondering about this potato dance. And one thing we need, I was hoping on Jack and Friends to be here to provide the musical accompaniment, but they're not. So somebody with the guitar who can play a, you know, sort of a blues beat or a powwow beat or something, please help out. The potato dance, I don't know the origins of the tradition or where it comes from. I learned it at powwows, which I go to on the reservation where I work and teach in northern Minnesota. It's really fun, and this is also the audience participation part of the program. You've been sitting on your asses for a long time, so it's time to stand up and stretch a little bit, and I have a whole sack of potatoes here. And after the potato dance, you can all take one home and cook it and eat it. There were 20 pounds before we took a few for dinner the other night. But the potato dance works like this. You don't have to juggle the potatoes, but I need a volunteer from the audience to help me demonstrate the potato dance. Well, okay, here's how it works. Okay, you find a partner, someone you know, someone you don't know, someone who's about your height. That sort of thing. When you put the potato, every team take a potato and you put it between your foreheads like this. Okay? And then the music starts and you kind of dance. And you don't have to like do like a wild dance because the potato will just fall out. So you dance, you kind of move as the music plays, and you keep the potato on between your foreheads, and you go, and maybe the potato starts to slide, and you stop it, and you go this way. And the last one, with a potato in the air or above, wins the potato dance. And so, what I want you to be doing now is finding your partner, someone preferably with a dented forehead, so the potato will stay right in there, or a dent in some other part of their head, and find a partner, friend, someone you don't know, someone you do know, someone you think is cute, it doesn't matter, and we got all these potatoes here, but if you find a rotten one, you don't need to use that. Ramon was wanting to use a cooked one so he could mush it, but that doesn't count.
The potato dance.
Right. So, if you want to be strategic, you can choose.
You better not have to get longer than the other.
Come on, people. We're going to do one practice dance so everyone has a chance to pick your own potato. I don't want to accused of strategic favor. We're going to have one practice dance, so you kind of get the feel for it. It can be just a freestyle practice. If you're wearing a cowboy hat, you probably ought to take that off. Come on, we need more people up here. We got a whole sack of potatoes. We have a whole hit him?
I don't know.
Find one that works.
Just grab a greasy French fry.
Oh, yeah.
You were a potato picky. Get it in the hot potato.
All hell break loose here at the potato dance. Watch the microphone, please. Thank you very much. Step right up. Don't be shy.
Come on. We know there's more
contestants out there.
Yeah.
Again? Okay.
It's still touching my head.
Okay, we got these two here in the dance off.
Wait,
we got a pet dog.
Sassy, you were our third person.
Got it. You guys are like a
Lucy.
I don't know. He's gonna fall, but the bus is going to turn. All right.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We're gonna beat you this time.
What?
Oh no!
Okay, Spring, are you there? It's your turn.
We want more dancing!
Oh!
We want more potatoes!
More potatoes! Don't make me carry them home. Okay, but you got to promise to eat them, though.
Mom!
Bring them to the kitchen.
Oh, we will.
Yay!
Dinner Sunday!
All right. Gee, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Let's give a hand for Thomas and the potato dancer.
Dinner's on me!
Spring is supposed to be doing this part here, but since she's not, I'm going to, start. I'm Dennis, for those of you who don't know me, and I was supposed to be next up anyway. I'm gonna read some poems that I haven't read before. I'm a poet, and a couple of poems I have read. And I'm gonna start with a haiku, because I always try to connect with wherever I go when I go out in some place like this, some really nice place, and just write something really short that kind of honors that place. And this is a haiku. It's just a short poem. Kind of like a nature poem. Navigation skills. Find your way back to the tent using only stars. So that's a haiku. They're very short. I'm going to read it again. Thank you. By the way, comments from the crowd are welcome. Okay. Navigation skills. Find your way back to the tent using only stars.
And a beer.
Okay, I'm going to start with this poem. It's called Big Bear. It's not probably what you think. Big Bear is watching you to see you don't start any forest fires, to see you don't interfere with chainsaws, to see you don't smash helicopters that are dropping herbicide, to see you don't burn dozers. Big Bear is watching you to see you toe the line, to see you have a Winnebago, to see you pay at the toll booth, to see you don't spike trees. Big Bear is watching you. He wants your barbecue leavings. He wants your Hershey wrappers. He wants your screams. How delicious, as he prowls around your tent. Oh, Gore-Tex-clad multitudes. Oh, ice-axe-swinging, compass-pondering
map-reading multitudes, or plugged-in, pearl-jammed, laptop or palm-top computer-reading multitudes taking a fix on the nearest satellite, fearful lest someone notice you've gone off your diet. Wildflower book reading, guide to roadkill reading, how to shit in the woods reading multitudes. Big Bear is watching you! I always thought that the Monkey Wrench Gang and Hey Duke Loves ought to have a sequel. Unfortunately, Ed Abbey moved on before the sequel to those two was possible. So I wrote a little poetic sequel here. It's called The River Freed. Hey Duke and Seldom and Bonnie and Doc had a plan for a dam that would cause quite a shock. Charter boat tourists, the folks in RVs, and the Freddies and sheriffs in pea-stained BVDs. Now, it wouldn't be right to reveal it right here. Someone might be listening or cocking an ear. Let's just say it's a corker. A hell of a bang from everyone's favorite Monkey Wrench Gang. Moonless was the night when our four went to work. Doc was lookout. Bonnie watched while Hey Duke went berserk with burying charges and attaching their wires. Seldom offered advice, as those do who conspires. The river was hostage, its jailers the dam. Free the river was their battle cry and their plan. It was dangerous work, and they knew it might fail. The dam might not blow. They might wind up in jail, while the authorities had a good laugh on them. They couldn't say they were the creme de la creme, yet they were. They worked hard and quiet as well. And when the stars waned and dawn started to swell, they were almost finished, all the charges in place. Time to get the hell out, time to finish the race. It was down to the wire, a race against time. Not to win it would be an unnatural crime. Yet Earth was on their side. Each owl hoot was theirs as they fought on the side of the earth and the bears. When grizzlies walk upright, you know something's going on. All the charges in place, morning sky just at dawn, with black turning blue, turning white, turning pink. Bonnie blew the dynamite charges in sync. From the dam there arose a hell of a sound, as if thousands of demons erupted from the ground. A dust cloud flew up and a vast crack appeared in the concrete. Like an unbroken horse, the river reared and soared through the crack. Concrete boulders tumbled wide. In a fear, those who were below who were able jumped aside. Those who weren't were swallowed up. No more from them was heard but the roaring of the river and the singing of a bird. Call my story wishful thinking, and I'd have to tell you no. Though it hasn't happened yet, someday, that's how it's gonna go. When some Hey Duke and some Bonnie and some Seldom and some Doc will move beyond the niceties of poetry and talk and do the deed whereof I write and do it without fail. And then the stars, their names be writ, the river freed from jail. Okay, now moving back into Earth First history. When we were doing the action in the north rim of the Grand Canyon, actually outside of there, to try and keep uranium mines out of that ecosystem and out of that area and get them out the face of the Earth, we sat down in kind of a mild sort of mannered road blockade, and they all hauled us off to jail. And this is my experience there. It's called my summer vacation. I spent my summer vacation in the Coconino County Jail. I just wanted to save the canyon, and I knew I couldn't post the bail. But all my friends were there with me, and we showed our solidarity. They didn't know what to make of us, and now we're all walking free. We're walking and driving away from that Arizona county line. We're heading out into the wilderness, and I know we're going to feel just fine. A few hours breathing the air there, a few hours beneath the trees, a couple of days in that red rock place is going to make us feel at ease. I spent my summer vacation in the Coconino County Jail. And I'll do it again. Don't ask me when, but now I'm heading on down the trail. Peg couldn't stick around for this, and I know she was really bummed. Peg Miller, you all know Peg Miller, of course. She's one of the Arizona Five. This is for her. I want to read this especially for her, just because she couldn't stay and couldn't make it. And she told me this story. I heard her say it several times. When they kind of blew the whatever it was that they had planted, and all the lights went on and all the whistles went off, and everybody tried to get away. She was the only one that got away. And she said she did it by becoming her spirit animal, the ringtail, which is this desert animal. So this is called Ringtail for Peg Millett. What are you doing in the moonlight, curling around the Palo Verde, slipping through deer herds, slipping through javelina, sitting down by a cottontail rabbit who untenses and starts to feed, running through the sandy washes, feet thump, 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 navigating by starlight in the presence of the road, well marked by cars, driving up and down through the night. Ringtail, despite your retractable claws, you're not a feline, nor are you human. You are something else, part of the desert, part of the night's awareness of itself. The wind walks beside you and ruffles your fur, and stars stand like ancient glittering eyes, watching while the darkness throws itself over you like a cloak and lets you sleep if you want to. And after I decided I wanted to read that one, I want to read something in memory of an Earth Firster who's no longer amongst us. His name is Bill Turk. Very tall guy, wore cowboy hats. He brought this long bowl whip to rendezvous. He was very fond of leading chants in the middle of the night, "Fuck the human race." And he would often break up a lot of campfires to do that, and then we'd have crazy amoebas and stuff like that. So this is called Indiana Jones. By the way, you know the Indiana Jones movie series. He's the guy with the ball whip, right? Indiana Jones is alive and well and hanging out in Earth First. At least he was, till Bill Turk died. Bill was a tall man who swung a mean ball whip, cracking it around the campfire, swinging the conversation his way, sparks glittering off the fire's edge like shooting stars. The night dark, Bill tall and imposing, hidden in shadows a few feet off like Hayduke. Like Hayduke, he might be expected to take one more step into the shadows and be gone, off to do night work on some pestiferous machine, eating up the wilderness, eating up the quiet, eating up the sacredness of the land, just eating and swallowing more habitat till the poor critters have nowhere to go. Bill could do that. Maybe did that. I like to think he's taken that final step. Now he's off in the dark somewhere, monkey-wrenching bulldozers, midwifing the wilderness's return.
You got calling all humans in there?
No. Before I came here, I wrote something just because 20 years ago, Earth First did its first actual action in Wyoming at a place called the Gros Ventre Wilderness. The issue was oil and gas, and Gros Ventre in English is big belly. That should be enough so you can understand this. It's called Wyoming. Why go home again? To get a new vision, to sip from the well your first vision came from, to explore your roots, get back to the land you were made from and born in, to fight for the brand. Back to Wyoming, back to the place Earth First got its start, where it first showed its face. We kept the wells out of a place called Big Belly, not for riches or fame or to get on the telly, but because it was our natural home, wilderness, where the shades of our ancestors roam. Wilderness, the physical manifestation of the gene pool, the pride and the crown of creation. Yeah. I decided I wanted to do a song, and I got a lot of songs, but I wanted to do a song I wrote here. This is going to... Maybe let... hold that thought. This is... I just want to do this I wrote here, because I may not do it anywhere else. It's called the Dumpster Donut Song.
Another donut song?
Another donut piece theme. Okay, by the way, this is a sing-along, so when you get to the chorus, feel free to sing along with me. Eating dumpster donuts is A-okay with me. It's a way of cleaning up loose ends in the ecology. Besides which, it's enticing and I get that sugar rush. I always do appreciate when I'm running through the bush. Let's raise our voice in unison. So sing along with me of the joys of dumpster donuts and the joys of being free. That's the chorus. We snuck out to the dumpster in the middle of the night. With the wind chills, workers all gone home and everything shut tight. We rescued 13 dozen that were sweet as sweet could be. Our evening contribution to our small community. Let's raise our voice in unison, so sing along with me of the joys of dumpster donuts and the joys of being free. It's a culture based on, there's stuff that's thrown out every day. It's a culture based on waste. So we're just being efficient, snagging donuts by the case. May the joys of dumpster diving spread from sea to shining sea. And the joys of dumpster donuts and the joys of being free. Now the chorus. Let's raise our voice in unison. So sing along with me of the joys of dumpster donuts and the joys of being free. Woo! I just got two more. Unless you all force me to stay on. This is called No Compromise. No Compromise, the no passeron of the environmental movement. No Compromise. Gee, that sure sounds inflexible to me. Couldn't those kids lighten up a bit? No Compromise. Whale songs in the deep have been translated as this. No Compromise. Wolf howls on the tundra. Wolf howls wherever. The song life sings in the living zone. Attribute of the planet. No Compromise. I'll say it, I'll sing it. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah. Yes.
And my last one is called An Earth First Alphabet. Okay, I'll do T first. Thank you, Thomas. What?
I stand for what I stand on.
Let me catch my breath. Okay, I'll do it. An Earth First Alphabet, and then I'll take requests. An Earth First Alphabet. A is for Abby, that curmudgeonly fellow. B is for beer, sometimes color yellow. C is for caltrops to flatten the tire. D is for dams that will one day expire. E is for Earth First, that stout-hearted crew. F is fence cutters, you know what to do. G is green fire of Leopold fame. H is for Hayduke, that fabulous name. I is incendiary like burning dozers. J is for jail time and other enclosures. K is for kill, what they'll do if they catch you. L is for lover of nature, you wretch, you. M is for monkey wrench, made in America. N is for night work with your girlfriend, Erica. O is for oil in wilderness drilled. P is for Prince William Sound, where it's spelled. Q is for quest for the wild and free. R is for river, a great place to be. S is for spike, you do when you must. T is three people, the most you can trust. U is unseen as you slip through the woods. V is for victory, getting the goods. W is for wilderness, also for wild. X is the mark you put down and just smiled. Y is for you, the puzzle's missing piece. Z is for zeal that can only increase. Okay. Okay, Thomas.
T.
Okay, that can that Thomas has got, that's a T can, in case anybody can't recognize it. This is a song I wrote way back in Redwood Summertime. So those of you who are familiar with that story will probably get a chuckle out of it. And those of you who aren't will probably learn something. It's called Beautiful Tea. And for this I need a prop. Oh, I never would be a tree spiker. A tree spiker I wouldn't be. It roughs up the hands and enrages the glands and interferes with having tea. Tea, tea, beautiful tea. Brought here on ships from across the wide sea, from a flower-painted cup, I drink it up. Tea, oh, beautiful tea. I never would swear and say bullshit, either on an island or on a dare. It upsets the ladies and Patrick O'Grady's. I certainly never would swear. Tea, tea, beautiful tea. Brought here on ships from across the wide sea, from a flower-painted cup, I drink it up. Tea, oh, beautiful tea. And I think drinking beer is abominable. You'll never smell it on my breath. You'd act more refined if you had half a mind when saving a planet from death. Tea, tea, beautiful tea. Brought here on ships from across the wide sea, from a flower-painted cup, I drink it up, tea, oh, beautiful tea. And this wearing of jeans and of tie-dyes, it simply must stop. So wear a neat suit and a good tie to boot, it'll put you on over the top. Tea, tea, beautiful tea, brought here on ships from across the wide sea, from a flower-painted cup, I drink it up, tea, oh, beautiful tea. So now, I've refuted your thinking. I hope you will sit down with me. So for we'll save all the earth, the world of our birth, if we only keep drinking our tea. Tea, tea, beautiful tea, brought here on ships from across the wide sea, from a flower-painted cup, I drink it up. Tea, oh, beautiful tea.
Hey, Chuck Rebel, that's what I stand on. I want to hold your hand.
Oh, my gosh. This is called, okay, one more. Yeah, or several more or something. Man, I could do all kinds of stuff all day long.
Ike's closest.
Uh-oh, didn't bring that one.
Bears.
Bear. God. Stop it. Okay, another song for me. Formerly called, song would say just Brush Rebel, but nobody knows what those are anymore. Now it's called The Environmentalist because of the chorus. I'm a hunter, I'm a rancher, and I don't gotta care for the survival of the cougar or the grizzly bear. If the wolves all were dead, I'd be happy as pie. And there's just one more thing that I'd like to see die. It's the environmentalist. He's the kind that won't be missed. I just sort of hope his species ups and fades away. The environmentalist never loved, never kissed. They'll die of AIDS and won't be missed. They're all queer anyway. I work my butt off for the rest of you yokes. I get up before dawn and I roll my own smokes. The country'd fold if I didn't raise cows. And I'll shoot anything that interferes with their brows, especially the environmentalist. He's the kind that won't be missed. I just sort of hope her species ups and fades away. The environmentalist never loved and never kissed. They'll die of AIDS and won't be missed. They're all queer anyway. So, all you environmental pukes, I wish I had me a couple nukes and I could corral you in a spot like the Grand Canyon where it's hot. My finger is itching to push the button and blow you all into steaks and mutton. The president's work would be my play, and I'd be ready for a brand new day without the environmentalist. He's the kind that won't be missed. I just sort of hope his species ups and fades away. The environmentalist never loved, never kissed. They'll die of AIDS, won't be missed. They're all queer anyway. The environmentalist, he's the kind that won't be missed. I just sort of hope his species ups and fades away. The environmentalist never loved and never kissed. They'll die of AIDS. I won't be missed. They're all queer anyway. Thank you. I'm going to do one more, and that's going to be it.
Is it a short one, Dennis?
It's a short one.
Okay.
It's called I Stand For What I Stand On. I stand for what I stand on. If what I stand on is a muddy swamp with leeches, or the bottom of a rice paddy, or a mountain, I stand for what I stand on. If it's a waving meadow with tall grasses, a forest clearing, or the compacted duff of a centuries-old, old-growth forest, I stand for what I stand on when I stand on what I stand for, which is Mother Earth. Thank you. Spring, where are you?
Okay, where's she, little old Megan? I mean, fiery ass-kicker Megan. Is she around? We could go on. Dennis D.
It's back to me already, huh?
Okay, Bud, welcome the man and his axe. Woo! Dennis D.
Woo! Woo! Well, it's always a warm and wonderful feeling to stand up here in front of the Earth First crowd. It's especially meaningful for me this year because I got to celebrate my birthday with you all, and I really appreciate doing that. I'd like to sing a few songs. I'd like to start out with a song by a woman by the name of Kate Wolfe. This ain't an Earth First song, but this lady wrote some really great stuff.
She can fix her own cars.
Kind friends all gathered round, something I would say. What brings us together here has blessed us all today. Love and a family that holds us all inside. So give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and the laughter as you give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Love is born in fire. Let it die. It brings you what you need. I always knew I laughter as you give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. I apologize for babbling the words, but I'm just an old man.
I know.
Up here with a song that's sort of called the Anarchist Gospel Tune. It was written by a friend of mine in Santa Cruz who attended the 1995 California Rendezvous. A man by the name of Phil Free. He plays on the streets every day. I hear they're raising the taxes. Well, the fact is only blood and sweat, and the smash the state. It'll be so great. I just can't wait. Masturbate and smash the state. It'll be so great. I just can't wait. Masturbate and smash the state. For it's too late. Masturbate and smash the state. It'll be so great. I just can't wait. Masturbate and smash the state. For it's too late. And smash the state. It'll be so great. I just can't wait.
Action and insert somebody into the set list here. It's lovely, wild, wonderful, witchy Peg Millett, and she's about to leave. So I just want to introduce her and say that she's really inspiring to come here year after year and really show us that even if you get busted and go down and spend years in a hellhole, you can come out stronger than ever, keep singing your songs and kicking ass. So Peg Millett.
Everybody, I'm so glad to be here.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. I'm so glad to be here.
Okay. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be driving down the road right now. So,
cars suck.
Cars get me here. They suck gas. It's true. Okay. So, I don't know what to sing.
Go,
hey. Go, 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 roll, roll,
Jesus.
Okay, I have to sing two songs for Megan. Where's Megan?
Megan!
Megan?
She's up in a tree.
She is.
She's playing
I'm singing
tree.
Songs for you.
I'm singing a song for you, Megan.
Right on.
Well, I'll get closer. Here we go. Oh, thank you for that.
You look a whole lot like Jesus, is my request.
I know. I got three. I'm doing three songs. I'll do that one last. Okay, so the first one is he looked a whole lot like Jesus. So, who wants to help me? Is anybody in the room? Okay.
Hey, will you help us
play? Play with her?
Play, play. Do you know how to play with
guitar? Yeah, no, you do, don't you? I don't know the chords. Oh,
okay, forget it.
Okay.
It's a waltz, man. But anyway, it is. You have to.
Give us some
okay, how does it start? I don't even know how it starts. I wasn't even supposed to be here, okay? So I was like sneaking away, and I went and snuck away, and we had so much fun on the river. Yeah. Okay, shit. Let's see. He looked a whole lot like Jesus. He looked just like the Lord. Long hair on his head, his neck, it was red. He was driving an old beat-up Ford. Well, his tailgate was covered with stickers. Love your mother and blow up a dam. Make love, not war. Don't drill oil offshore and get livestock off our public lands. He was smoking a humbug hooter. Oh, Lord, it tasted divine. And I asked him what gives. He said, hated lives. And then Abby was a good friend of mine. But he looked a whole lot like Jesus. He looked just like the Lord. Long hair on his head, his neck, it was red. And he was driving an old beat-up Ford. He had a green fist on his T-shirt. A monkey wrench pierced in his ear. He spoke of the trees, and he cursed corporate sleaze while he guzzled a six-pack of beer. As we entered the National Forest, I wondered what we's gonna do. He said, I'm a god monkey ranching at the Round River Rendezvous. Oh, I remember that night by the campfire light. Judy Berry was a feeling so fine when he mumbled to me, let's go spike a tree and cut down some power. But he looked a whole lot like Jesus. He looked just like the Lord. Long hair on his head, his neck, it was red. He was driving an old beat-up Ford. Well, now I'm a sitting in prison. I jumpsuit and flip-flops I wear. I'll be out with good time by 2009. I hope they left me some old growth back there. But that fella who looked just like Jesus, he sure ain't a sharing my cell. 'Cause he was a spy for the FBI, and they busted Dave Foreman as well. Oh, I remember that night by the campfire light. Judy Berry was a feeling so fine when he mumbled to me, let's go spike a tree and cut down some power. I'm losing my voice. But he looked a whole lot like Jesus. He looked just like the Lord. Long hair on his head, his neck, it was red. He was driving an old beat-up Ford. G-Man.
Yeah.
do the Aura song, and then we'll sing one more, and then I'm out of here. I'm Color Me Go.
Don't let her go.
You're trapped, you peg. Get the rope.
I have an announcement. Peg Millett's tires have been slashed by some saboteur, and she's here for us.
And you're all going to buy me new ones. Okay. Huh? Okay, two more. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do this for Megan. I also like to dedicate this to all the informants in our audience. You know who you are. All the cops, all the feds, you know who you are. I want to welcome you to the Earth First Rendezvous. And I've done lots of spiritual healing. I'm in touch with all my feelings. I've read poems and read the stars for kings and queens. And I hate to bum you out, but you have without a doubt the ugliest aura that this poor girl's ever seen. 'Cause I can see your aura and it's ugly. Your spirit must be rotten to the core. To a new age girl like me, you just feel pain and misery. So, dear, I cannot love you anymore. In some life you lived before, you murdered people by the score. Your evil is so totally complete. All good in you is gone. You are darkness with no dawn. Either that, or you are eating too much meat. 'Cause I can see your aura and it's ugly. Your spirit must be rotten to the core. To a new age girl like me, you just feel pain and misery. So dear, I cannot love you anymore. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna do two
more.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
No, we're not doing that. I have two requests for twinkly songs, so.
Twinkly songs.
Okay, that's what I like to do the best. Okay, this one is, this one was written by a friend of mine named, Alexa McDonald. Those songs, you know who wrote those songs. This is a new song. And I just got it this year. It's called, A River Runs Through Us. That's the one you wanted to hear, right? Okay. Somebody have a drink of water. Can I have a drink of water, please? Thank you so much. I used to wait to sing those really nasty songs after I've done all the twinkly stuff, but what the hell? Okay. We are blessed with the breath of life. We are gifted these earthly bodies. There's a fire burning deep in our hearts. And a river runs through us. A river runs through us. A river runs through us. Sink your roots deep into the earth. Feel her presence from mountain to canyon. And the rumbling storms, that's the song. And the rumbling tones, that's the song of the storms. Let it ring through you. Let it ring through you. Let it ring through you. Ride the air like a sun-drenched hawk. Hear the wind song from storms far out to sea. And the trembling leaves that the earth as she breathes. Let it blow through you. Let it blow through you. Let it blow through you. Salt spray on an ocean wave. Sweet kiss from a summer rain. And a cold mountain stream. It's all part of this watery dream. let it wash over me. Let it wash over me. Let it wash over me. Kindle the fire of love in your heart. Fan the flame so that you can clearly see. Here comes a new kind of star, speeding in from afar. Let it shine through you. Let it shine through you. Let it shine through you. We are blessed with the breath of life. We are gifted these earthly bodies. There's a fire burning deep in our hearts. And a river runs through us. And a river runs through us. And a river runs through us. Okay, you want to hear? It's the Wandering Angus. What's the songs in it? What's this?
Okay, that's a new one.
Okay, this one was written by Richard Farina, and it's
Rest in peace.
Shit, I always forget how to start it. I'm not gonna forget how to start it. I'm gonna remember how to start it today. It goes. I've got this other song in my head. When love is queen. No. How does it start? I sang it the other night, but you weren't there, huh? Okay.
Maybe you're supposed to sing it.
No, there's this song I've got. I have this other song in my head, the Wandering Angus song. I can start with that, and then maybe I'll remember the other one.
Yay!
Okay, this is the Wandering Angus. This is another one. This is by Yeats. Yeats, there's this guy that was all pissed off because Yeats was some sort of a fascist, but he wrote great poetry. So anyways, I'm going to sing this song. It's called The Wandering Angus. It's about magic. I went out to the hazelwood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazelwood and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-white stars went flickering out, I dropped the berry in the stream and caught a little silver trout. And when I laid it on the ground and went to blow the fire aflame, something rustled on the ground. And someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossoms in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and vanished in the brightening air. Though I am old, wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk among long dapple grass and pluck till time and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun, and walk among long dapple grass and pluck till time and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. I had to sing a song for Alicia. You want one raunchy cowgirl song?
Raunchy cowgirl song.
All right, I'll sing you. Okay, I'll I know what I'll sing you. This is some Nick's Montana. But let me try and remember this other one. It's, la, 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 la. The gentle tide, the gentle tide. I got it. The gentle tide goes rolling by along the salt sea strand. The colors roll and blend as one. Together in the sand, and often do the winds entwine to send their distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood and love. Is Lord of all. The oak and weed together rise along the common ground. The mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, the blended flower, enthrall my heart still. The splendid joys of sisterhood and love is queen of all. And man has come to plow the tide. The oak lies on the ground. I hear their fires in the fields. They drag the stallions down. The roses bleed, both red and white. The wind does seldom call. The running sands await the time. When love is queen again. All right, Ramon. This is for you. This was written, well, you know. There's kids here.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to offend Megan.
Nah, I wouldn't. Smart asses. Okay, I'm going to sing a song that Greg Keeley wrote. And I sang it to you the other day, so. Okay. He's in Montana next door. I couldn't be cooler. I come from Missoula with a queue and a rope and a ride. Well, I'm a heroin dealer and I drive a four-wheeler with a stereo speakers inside. And my old lady Phoebe's out ripping off CBs. From the rigs at the wagon wheel bar. In a Montana truck stop with a shit out of luck stop for a trucker who's driven too far. And there ain't no such thing as a Montana cowboy. They're all dead or they're fixin' to die. Now, there ain't no such thing as a Montana cowboy because
What you think's a cowboy is most likely a plowboy, so you better not ask for a hand. 'Cause all them plowboys, wait a minute, all them plowboys ain't friendly, and all the cowboys is Indians, and the Indians just don't give a damn. And where are the sons of the Montana cowboys? They've all gone to ski the big sky. They're eating granolas and riding gondolas and looking for a piece of the pie. One night I was deep in an uneasy sleep when I heard Crazy Horse had returned. He was riding across the campgrounds of the KOA campgrounds till the last Winnebago was burned. And I woke with a fever just like Dennis Weaver as Chester before a gunfight. And I pulled my Tony Llamas up over my pajamas and stumbled out into the night. No, there ain't no such thing as a Montana cowboy. They're all dead or they're fixing to die. No, there ain't no such thing as a Montana cowboy, because what you think's a cowboy is most likely a plowboy, so you better not ask for a hand. All them plowboys ain't friendly. All the cowboys is Indians. And all the Indians just don't give a damn. Okay, so next up we have one of the folks who brought the Insurrectionary 101 workshop to the rendezvous, named John Black. He's going to read poetry for us. Please give him a hand.
John Glass! Give everybody give it up for John. Yeah. 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 You've lost some weight. You've been doing heroin.
John right. Black!
So, this person I'm going to read is kind of about, I don't know, my first, or rather, second really powerful fucking thing about insurrection.
Yeah.
it seems like a lot of things for me, like, the most liberating things for me have been things that have been either, you know, free from law or rather breaking the law. And first thing, I think, one of the most fun and absurd things I've ever done was in L.A., there's a part where, for some reason, there's this fence, and everybody was wanting to throw things over the fence, and we had this really huge, I don't know, someone got a large sign, like that thick around, and it was trying to get over the fence, so there's 10 of us lifting this fucking thing up, and it's absurdly heavy, like, you know, lift this thing up, and finally it gets over, and it falls on the ground, and the cops go, you know what? And we're like, all right, we threw the thing, and it was fucking great.
Yeah!
Yeah!
We did it! We fucking did it! Screams and smiles, you can see them under those black masks. We are fire! These smiles burning, oh my fucking god! I can't believe we just did that. Left those cops walking a block ahead of us. We ran and jumped, fists clenched, eyes wide open. We were fire! Nothing could stop us. No police barricade, no line of riot cops. And we saw our presence, and our words could express what a hammer could. And those windows crashed like the touch of a lover on a day home, a two-year trip, like an orgasm, a thousand wide open eyes, and cheers from a thousand wide open eyes, and burn! Burn, burn, smile, laugh. Fuck you. Nothing can stop us. We have power and we know it. Just try, but a barricade in front of our smiles. We will win. Fuck you. We are free.
Yes, no?
I'm trying to find this one. Alright. This is sort of about Jaguar. Yeah. It's alright. I know. criminalize and legalize our choice to what drugs we buy, how we pacify our hunger and poverty and misery. But it's more than just a drug war, it's a class war, a war on the poor, but not genocide, because genocide would kill us, and they don't want to kill us, just incarcerate us, segregate us, create fear of us, create this process that we get used to so that we just, well, just give up and pretend it's just bad luck and a coincidence that the poor who hold up the whole damn structure are subject to lecture by rich men who make policies of objectivity and murder and oppression and subjugation, the condition of religion and intervention and war and war and war, and I for one can't stand no more, and it seems the rich won't ever help the poor, and benevolent powers is only folklore, and the only way I can, the only fucking solution I can see is a class war.
Class
basta!
War!
Enough! Sick of this fucking scrutiny. We know what's best for our community, and the people know what's best for their humanity, and a four-year-old knows the answer to hunger and poverty. We're so fucking sick we can't, we're almost at the armory. Basta! Enough! Rise up! Revolution! Insurrection! Fuck hypocrisy! Fuck plutocracy! Direct democracy! Raise the people's army! Let's get free!
Yeah, John Glass!
Okay. One more. Oh, God.
Could you stand right back?
This makes a lot more sense when I read it inside of a city. But anyway.
Could you stand right back there?
Okay.
Right to, over this way.
I'm going
to
move around there. So,
right there.
You know, it doesn't much matter.
Could you spin around like a spiral?
No, no. Coming soon to this location, charming ruins. I had visions of sweet, sweet cacophony, post-complete industrial collapse and spontaneity, a party that will last for decades while we burn up every last resource left. And I smile at the thought of giant bonfires filled with every last symbol of authority left from the old world, and nights filled with naked bodies and purity fucking in every last place we never thought we could. Green rage will grow through gray shit spewing factories, and we'll have contests just to see who could smash the most TVs. This boat ride called industrial society, culture of hierarchy, wouldn't last forever, and those fuckers we called rulers knew that since day one. A festival of pure creativity, making every last fire count when doomsday finally does come. We'll make them pay for every minute they stole from us with work, for every cent we weren't paid, while we toiled, produced, consumed our lives away. There'll be no turning back, and why the fuck would we want to? The explosive beauty of insurrection will wane! No revolution this time, no systems of control, no benevolent presidentes, just a sweet, sweet chaos of life. And some may ask themselves, after the fires are finally quenched and there are no more cities and there is only today, where shall we go now? What shall we do now? And their hearts will answer them, we shall go anywhere, we shall do anything.
Yeah!